Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. You've likely heard the recommendations to eat 5 fruits and vegetables every day for heart health. Well, a study from the University of Hawaii Cancer Center suggests eating fruits and veggies may also lower a woman's risk of invasive bladder cancer. Researchers analyzed data over 12 years from thousands of people and found women who ate the most fruits and vegetables had the lowest bladder cancer risk. Now, no associations between fruit and vegetable intake and invasive bladder cancer were found in men. They say now researchers want to find out why the reduced risk was just for women. And now let's move on to something that plagues many, many people, osteoarthritis. It's the most common form of arthritis and a top cause of disability. Also, many people who injure the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, in the knee are at a higher risk of developing arthritis. In an attempt to learn more about osteoarthritis prevention and treatment, Mayo Clinic is joining an Arthritis Foundation-funded study to analyze damaged cartilage before osteoarthritis sets in. Researchers will use biomarkers and magnetic resonance imaging, or MRIs, to study the joint surface of cartilage of patients who have just torn their ACL. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Michael Stewart.
There is damage to the joint done at the time of injury, which includes damage to the ligament, of course, but also the articular cartilage, joint surface cartilage, the meniscus, and even the subchondral bone. So we do know that maybe up to half of patients who tear their anterior cruciate ligament are at risk for developing post-traumatic or after-injury arthritis over time. That's why this group of patients affords an opportunity for us to study these markers and then hopefully apply new treatment strategies that can prevent articular cartilage breakdown and arthritis in the future.
And in other news, have you ever heard someone say this about their spouse? He or she has selective hearing loss, meaning that sometimes the spouse chooses to ignore what you're saying. Well, a new study published in Psychological Science suggests there's something to that. So researchers had study participants listen to recordings of their spouse's voice, then an unfamiliar voice, and then they had to report what was said. They found people perceived the spouse's voice more clearly, but age-related differences emerged. The older the participant was, the less able he or she was to report correctly what the unfamiliar voice was saying. Bottom line, researchers conclude middle-aged people can ignore their spouse. Older people aren't able to as much. They say their study identifies a cognitive factor, voice familiarity, that could help older listeners to hear better in certain situations. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.